This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Good morning to you and welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're focusing on the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic and we welcome to our community Dr. Troy Sofanowski. Troy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you with us today.
Well, thank you for having me on the show.
You specialize in urology.
That's correct.
Tell us a little about urology. I know everybody has the concept in their mind, but they may not know the intricate workings and how you can help them with some of their issues.
That's right, Bart. When most people think of urologists, I generally get a strange look or a cringing look upon their face. Urology is the specialty, surgical specialty, that deals with the urinary tract of both men and women, as well as the reproductive tracts of the male, and then some of the crossover with the reproductive tracts of the female with our gynecology colleagues.
And I guess, is cancer one of your main areas that urology works in?
It certainly is. We specialize in treatment of cancer of the kidney, bladder, and various other organs involved.
How important is early detection?
That's very important, actually, and there's it's interesting. It's actually a matter of controversy within the community, particularly with regards to prostate cancer. And the U.S. Preventative Force Task Force has issued some interesting statements with PSA testing recently. Mm-hmm. There's no general consensus in the urologic community whether or not their recommendations are going to be upheld. Essentially, they're saying that PSA testing will no longer affect outcomes. And the urologic community, what we do know about that, and we've done extensive research, is that PSA testing has decreased overall mortality from prostate cancer. We do know that. So we need to do some more research before we draw conclusions. But to answer your question, it's extremely important to catch cancer early when it's still in its curative phase.
Now, PSA testing is mainly done with blood test, right?
That's right. So your typical prostate cancer screening consists of an examination or a digital rectal examination to actually inspect the prostate to feel for any abnormalities. And the PSA testing is a blood test that checks a protein that is made by the prostate. And when the prostate has certain diseases, like prostate cancer or infection, the PSA can be elevated. So the PSA test is not, it's sensitive for prostate cancer, but not specific. So there can be several false positives.
Now, this has been sort of the normal procedure, the PSA test and the digital test
That's
together.
That's right. That's right. And so the argument in the community is there's prostate cancer is the second highest incidence of solid tumors in the male and still is the fourth leading cause of death among men.
Wow.
And there is, but prostate cancer in and of itself is a spectrum of disease. There are lower risk disease and higher risk disease. And we haven't, as urology and as the medical community as a whole, found a good test to discriminate between the two. So PSA will detect cancer effectively, but we can't necessarily say whether yours will be aggressive or not. So a lot of the mindset in the urologic community is to treat prostate cancer because hindsight is 20/20. And if we don't treat the aggressive forms, then they are certainly lethal.
Now, maybe I dreamed this up. I hope I didn't, but I'll find out in a second. Isn't prostate cancer, if detected early and treated early, isn't it one of the most curable forms of cancer?
Absolutely.
Okay, I didn't dream that.
Absolutely. The cure rates for a low-grade, localized cancer, which is what most are detected at this stage, have a cure rate greater than 90%.
So early detection is important. How Absolutely. Come it's the fourth leading cause? Do people just ignore it?
Well, I think that is one of the things. prostate cancer is notorious in that it is asymptomatic, usually until late stage of disease where it has passed the actual curable phase. So it is one of those things where it may be growing and the person wouldn't know it.
So what you're saying is some of the folks listening are not getting their annual checkups.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, the recommendations are to start at 40 if you're in a high-risk category, and that would be someone that has a family history of prostate cancer and a first or second degree relative. And then, or African-Americans are also at an increased risk. Other than that, generally the recommendations are to start at 50.
Now, is this increased? Is the risk increased? I know you mentioned that it could be hereditary. You know, we can't do anything about that. Mm-hmm. Our family's our family.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But we can do something about what we put into our body, exercise, things of this sort. Do any of those reduce our risk of prostate cancer?
So that's interesting. There have been extensive studies on prostate cancer, and one of the things actually that has been shown to increase your incidence is obesity, and that is likely involving some of the hormonal changes that happens during obesity and how it affects the body and the various signalings that occur. There may be a little bit of increased risk with smoking, as smoking has an increase in many cancers and many urinary cancers, including bladder and kidney cancer. Most people think of smoking, they associate that with lung cancer, but it is actually the number one associated risk factor for kidney cancer and bladder cancer as well. Wow. There is some evidence that certain medications can reduce the risk of prostate cancer. Some of those being some of the medications we use for prostatic enlargement in older men that have urinary symptoms, decreased stream, urinary frequency or frequency at night. And some of those medications have been shown to decrease the incidence of prostate cancer. But there's not strong enough evidence to recommend that all men over the age of 40 or 50 to start taking these medications. Now, since we're discussing prostate cancer and prostate cancer treatment, there are a variety of different treatments, and that can be tailored to the specific disease of the patient as well as their wishes. I think it's important that they understand that there are many different treatment options, one of which, and I think it's probably very popular, and I'm sure many of the listeners here have seen radio or heard radio advertisements or seen advertisements in the magazines, would be the robotic surgery.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it's an exciting time in the urologic community.
And we have one.
We do. MTMC certainly has a robot, as well as Stonecrest, just north of us in Smyrna.
Uh-huh.
So both of those facilities, I will be performing the robotic prostatectomy.
Okay. And is that because it's the least invasive? Is that why it's popular?
It is. There's a couple reasons, and I think before we start talking about those, I think the most important thing is to select a surgeon that you're comfortable with and certainly has
experience. The one who's going to be
operating. One that has experience. That's right. So the advantages of the robotic prostatectomy is that it has been shown to decrease the length of stay in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So with the traditional open procedures, the average length of stay is about 3 to 4 days. With the robotic prostatectomy, typically you come in as an outpatient, you have the surgery, you stay overnight just for observation, and most patients, I would say at least, I'll be conservative here, 75% of patients will go home the next day.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's right.
But that seems to be the trend of this non-invasive types of surgery.
That's right. And so the robot utilizes laparoscopic technology, and that's been around for at least 20 years now with the telescope that goes into the body through a small keyhole incision. And the robot working arms actually also go in through very small incisions.
Mm-hmm.
So the advantage also has been shown that it causes less pain. And so the data that has come out shows that patients use less pain medications when they have had a robotic prostatectomy as opposed to some of the more invasive techniques.
Let's go to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. The doctor is in, Dr. Troy Sofonowski from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. He is a urologist. And let's get your question. You're on WGNS with Dr. Sofonowski. How are you today? Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. Did you have a question?
Could you tell me when the Manchester Coffee County Fair is.
I'm sorry, that is the one thing I forgot to get the answer for today. I don't know that answer, but I will try to find it out for you. I memorized all these other things, but that was the one thing I didn't do. Thank you for calling, though, and we'll try to find out when the Manchester Coffee County Fair is. In fact, I would imagine there are some folks probably working on getting that answer right now while we're talking. 893-1450 is our number if you have a question dealing with your health, and especially urological areas. Give us a call, 893-1450. We were talking about the non-invasive surgery that is so prevalent these days. And I was talking with somebody just the other day about different types of operations and how 10 years ago, people would stay in the hospital for a week or two, and then they would have this long recuperative period. And now they're in there for such a short period of time. Were we in the hospital years ago recuperating not from the operation but from getting into our bodies? Is that what most of the problems were?
Well, I think that's there are several things that were responsible for that. One, surgical technique has certainly advanced. So with modern surgical equipment, we've been able to be more effective and more efficient with our surgeries. Certainly, tools like the robot have allowed us to be more minimally invasive. We have greater medications now that provide better pain control and better management of some of the things you see after surgery, particularly constipation, other side effects that patients have from surgery. But the other thing is sort of a more aggressive mentality with getting the patient better, mm-hmm. Using multidisciplinary teams, including physical therapists, nutritionists. All of these are available at MTMC as well. And we get the patient motivated to be better. In the past, we didn't have physical therapists to come by and get the patient moving and get them back to their full activity levels, or nutritionists and dietitians to focus on their nutrition needs while they're in the healing process. So I think I would certainly like to take all of the credit as the surgeon, but I do have to give credit where credit is due with the multidisciplinary approach to the surgical patient.
Let's go back to the phones. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450, and you're on WGNS with Dr. Troy Sofanowski. How are you today?
Doing fine. How about yourself?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I was just wondering, I heard, I don't know if it's just rumor or what, but I'd just like to ask the doc, I'll hang up and listen. Men that's had the vasectomy, does prostate fund in their category, is that a higher risk or what? And I'll just hang up. Thanks
for calling. For men who've had vasectomies, are they in a greater risk of this disease?
With vasectomy, mm-hmm. To my knowledge, there's no increased incidence. I have not encountered that in the literature.
Okay, it sounded like he's breathing easier now.
That's right. That's right.
893-1450 is our phone number. Since you are with Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, I mean, it's exciting to see that place grow. That is, the new facility was huge anyway, and now it's gigantic. I mean, this place is growing.
Bartlett is a wonderful place. It is going to be providing a very diverse amount of medical care for our community. It has a wonderful group of doctors and staff members that are very caring and very patient-driven. So we take the patient's desires to heart.
Mm-hmm. And it's really coming along quickly. I think you're hoping to be in there December or something?
That's right. The projected finish date is in December. I believe it's 12/12/12, and we will hopefully be all moved in, I would say conservatively, sometime in January, maybe February.
Okay.
It will be nice to all be housed under one roof, and I think the advantage there is if I have an issue with a patient and I need a question answered, one of my colleagues is just a walk away.
What, other than that benefit, what else will be there that will help the patients here in Murfreesboro? Everybody's wanting to know, how can that help me?
Oh, certainly. Well, the various different facets of healthcare that's provided there. We have an imaging department, a laboratory. We have all of our specialists now housed under one roof. We have our ambulatory surgery center, the Medi Spa. Mm-hmm. We have all of these things that will be housed there. So there will be very few medical needs that will be served outside of the walls of that building.
Wow.
And what a great view you have right out in the back. Absolutely. Is the Gateway Pond.
That's right.
So just go and relax and enjoy yourself and get feeling better at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. We're talking this morning with Dr. Troy Sofonowski. He is a new urologist here in town. And when we say you are new to Murfreesboro, what made you come this direction? Because you did your undergraduate work or your medical degree work at the University of Maryland in Baltimore. Then you did your internship at the University of Oklahoma, other end of the spectrum as far as climate goes. And now you're in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Where did you start? Where were you born? I guess maybe you weren't born in Tennessee, were you?
I was not. I was actually born abroad in Augsburg, Germany. My parents were both in the Army. And so I spent just a few short months there and then was quickly whisked over to Baltimore, Maryland, where the remaining portion of my mother's family was. I spent my young life in Baltimore, attending Dundalk High School and then going from there to the University of Maryland, where my studies led me to decide on a career in medicine. That took me up the road from College Park, Maryland to Baltimore, Maryland, and to University of Maryland School of Medicine. In between those two schools, I actually did research at the National Institutes of Health and the Institute of Aging, doing work on DNA repair and aging mechanisms. And during medical school, after coming to the conclusion that urology was the field for me, urology is a very small field. There's approximately 250 new urologists every year. So they're spread all across the country, and so there are few programs with few residents. And during my interviews, Oklahoma seemed to be a great place and an interesting place. I was anxious to see a different part of the country, and so that landed me in Oklahoma. Now, how I ended up in Tennessee was rather interesting. So I grew up in Baltimore, and it was very cold there in the winter times. So, and relatively hot and humid in the summertime. So, coming to Oklahoma, I was expecting it to be blasted hot in the summertime and reasonably cold in the wintertime. Well, the winters were extremely cold. And I met my wife, Delaney, out there, and our two children, Sailor and Boston. And so we all talked, and we thought we were going to go to Florida. We thought we were going to go to warm weather. I was tired of the winds blowing down the plains and freezing cold in the morning during the winter. Well, looking for jobs down in Florida, the recruiter I was using was out in Asheville, a gentleman by the name of Bill Harrington. Very interesting man. He was actually a Secret Serviceman for Nixon. So you can only imagine he had some interesting stories.
Oh, I bet.
Well, he told me about a friend of his, Joey P., who is the CEO of the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. And I'm sure many people in the community know Joey well. And he mentioned this wonderful, charming town of Murfreesboro. And he said, let's fly you up there and see if you enjoy the town. And I thought, well, no skin off my teeth. And I flew in, and that very same evening, I called my wife, Delaney, and said, babe, this is where we need to go. I felt very warm. The philosophy of the clinic was exactly what I was looking for. It was very patient-driven. You know, it was not, the patient is part of the team at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. And I think many, many people out in the community have had interactions with physicians where they feel like their input is not important. And that simply is not the way things are done at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. I met some of the physicians while I was interviewing there, and their philosophy very much echoed mine and echoed my sentiments here. And so we packed the stuff up into the moving truck, and we took a chance, and we've been here now for 4 weeks. I started my practice here 2 weeks ago, and we have not had a single disappointment. The people are wonderful. The town has a lot to offer. We're excited about MTSU and the Blue Raiders. Although I am a Terrapin at heart, we will be cheering for MTSU. And so far, we've had a very good experience and a lot of support from the community, both within the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, our neighbors, and the townspeople as a whole.
Now, how old are your children again?
My children, Sailor Bree is 10 years old, and Boston Gray is 7.
Okay.
Now, Sailor will be very disappointed. She will be 11 at the end of this month. So.
Okay, so you could almost say 11.
That's right.
Going on 20. 893-1450 is our phone number. We're going to pause for just a moment. We will be back and continue the conversation. Dr. Troy Sofonowski, a new urologist at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, is our guest this morning. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, maybe you have had some urological issues, and maybe they're not completely the way you'd like them yet. Give us a call, 893-1450. We'll be right back.
No goodbye underneath my ring. That was all I left. He ought to know that by now. That was all I left.
When the weather's at its worst, we're at our best. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Ford of Murfreesboro has just been named the number one Shelby Cobra dealership in the United States. Test drive the Shelby Cobra that has the all-new supercharged 5.8-liter V8. Ford of Murfreesboro was also named the number three dealer in the U.S. for selling the Mustang Roush. Come test drive and take home a new 540-horsepower Stage 3 Mustang from Roush today. Ford of Murfreesboro, your Roush and Cobra headquarters. On Broad at Northfield Boulevard and online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. If you already own a Tag Heuer watch, let our in-house professional watch technician replace your battery and pressure test it. It only takes one day, and it's at half the price of our competition, who have to send the watch off for 4 weeks.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. Have you had your jewelry professionally cleaned and checked lately? Stop in today for your free checkup.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
We got some good neighbors, and we like bragging on them. Nominate a good neighbor every day. Put it in writing on WGNS.
WGNS. AM. FM. Online.
Let's check that Murfreesboro weather, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
For the forecast area, we will see sunshine today. Highs are going to be in the mid-80s. We'll have a light north wind, 5 to 10. Partly cloudy skies tonight and a low of 60. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Felluber.
Right now, 64.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, and home of Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to belong. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs.
Great futures start here. The Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. Online at bgcrc.net.
Welcome back. 893-1450 is our phone number, 893-1450. Dr. Troy Sofonowski is with us this morning, a new urologist at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and the doctor is here to answer your questions. Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS with Dr. Sofonowski. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm calling from Baltimore, and I am Troy's mom.
Well,
I just wanted to... Good morning, and to state that Murfreesboro, Tennessee, in the outlying area, couldn't be getting a better urologist. He has worked hard, he's kind, he's patient, he feels for his patient as he does other people in the world, and they have something to look forward to.
Well, I will have to say, it all starts with the way they are brought up, and you have raised a fine son.
He's worked hard for everything he's gotten.
And he sounds good on the radio, too, don't you think?
Yes, he does. He sounds very good. And people of Murfreesboro need to come out and to meet him.
Now, when are you coming to Murfreesboro?
I'm visiting over Labor Day weekend. As a matter of fact, I'm flying in next Thursday, and I eventually hope to move there one day.
Fantastic. Well, this is a great place to live, I tell you. And a lot less snow.
Yes, definitely.
But if you like aquariums, we have one nearby that I think will complement yours anyway.
That would be wonderful. And I don't want to keep him from other people calling in. I just wanted to say hi and that I love you very much, Troy.
Thank you, Mom. I love you too.
Thanks for calling.
Talk to you later. Bye.
That was unexpected.
That is so neat, I think, to have your mom call and be a part of this. You know, what you do, you care about other people's families, and it's nice to show that you were brought up in a family that cares about each other. I mean, that makes you a more caring person.
Well, I think so. You know, I can't speak for the medical community as a whole, but I think one of the questions I've always asked myself, if my patient were a family member, how would I treat them? And that means not just medically speaking, but with a certain amount of dignity. And I think it's important, again, I reiterate this point, it's very important what the expectations are of the patient are. It's quick for us to say, well, this is the treatment you should get. Well, it should be a dialogue. It ultimately is the patient's decision. And I'm just a learned friend, if you will.
Now, when we talk about, and I guess so many of your patients have prostate cancer, that seems to be one. Is that the biggest issue that you're facing right now with patients?
I would say it is not. In medicine, there are kind of two different aspects that we treat. One is overall health and longevity, mm-hmm. And healthy life. But the other thing is quality of life. And so one of the reasons I chose urology was for the fact that I can provide a significant impact on many quality of life issues. And one of those things that's, I think, particularly important to the Murfreesboro community is female urology. I think that this is an area that's underserved here. And what we mean by that is you don't know how many times, Bart, I hear a woman come into my office and have urinary incontinence and say, well, I've had two children. That's just the way it is. And I said, well, that's not the way it has to be. Mm-hmm. There's no reason that we can't evaluate that and potentially treat it and potentially affect a woman's life in a very positive manner. I mean, women that have overactive bladder, women that have urinary incontinence, they live their lives confined to a space where they need to know where the restroom is at all times. And that kind of loss of freedom is incredible. I mean, you can't just voice how miserable some of the women in our community really are. And that's unnecessary. There's a lot that we can do for urinary incontinence that doesn't necessarily even involve surgery. There's medications. There's one of my areas of interest is nerve modulation. And you may have heard some things like InterStim or sacral neuromodulation. And it's just a fancy word to say kind of rewiring things, mm-hmm. Getting the spine to receive different signals from the bladder. And most of these are either office procedures or minimally invasive surgeries and have a profound impact on the quality of life.
Now, this problem is not limited to women, is it?
It is not. There are a significant number of men that have overactive bladder symptoms, chronic prostatitis, urinary incontinence, and these are, again, men that, you know, Bart, I probably don't have to explain to you, but a lot of men are hesitant to come and seek medical care. There are a lot of stoic men out
men
there.
They don't go to the doctors the minute something goes
particularly
wrong?
Particularly many times. That's right. You can see where I'm getting with that. That's right.
I've been one of those, and I probably still will be.
Well, add to that when you start talking about the urinary system and the male genitalia, and they're even further from the doctor. And that's not necessary. There's a lot of male pelvic health issues that are that aren't addressed in the community, and we're talking about urinary problems, urinary frequency, slow stream, enlarged prostate or BPH. Men that tell me, I get up 6 or 7 times at night, doc, I can barely sleep. Well, there's something we can do about that. Also, a very sensitive subject for many men would be erectile dysfunction. And certainly we've seen since the invention of Viagra and some of the other oral medications, and if a race car driver can use it, well, then so can you. And that's just kind of the start on erectile dysfunction. A lot of men will respond well to that. And
these are all things that you work with.
Absolutely. Male sexual health and female sexual health are two areas of medicine that I have quite a bit of interest and experience in and will certainly be treating at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Now, you hear on these disclaimers when these products are advertised, things that makes me shocked. If this happens to you, you need see a doctor. I'm thinking, man,
absolutely.
If that happened to me, it'd scare me to death.
That's right. Well, and that's kind of funny, too. You see that, and it's, if you have an erection lasting longer than four hours seek medical care. And the typical response I get, particularly when I was at the Veterans Administration Hospital, was, doc, if I have an erection lasting longer than 4 hours, I'm sure as heck not coming to see you. Well, if at the end of 4 hours, you're definitely going to come to see me because you're going to be in such astounding pain that the last thing you're going to be thinking about is wanting to have that erection. Yeah. So that's one of the side effects of the medication is almost being too good at what it does, too prolonged of an effect. And that does happen, but that's a very rare incidence.
You know, back to when you said some of the guys are reluctant to go to see the doctor, and that's putting it mildly. We seem to always think, well, let's wait a little bit, and maybe tomorrow it'll be better. My body will take care of itself. And sometimes you have some pretty serious things, and the lack of treatment, it gets worse.
That's right.
And sometimes can't be repaired because you waited too long.
That's right. And with a lot of the issues that I see, most of it is quality of life. A lot of it is, well, if you want to live like that, that's your choice. But you don't have to. You can be dry. You can have less symptoms, maybe even no symptoms. So the decision is ultimately yours. But you're absolutely right. There are a lot of these things that are initially quality of life issues and can have an irreversible effect on the urinary system. Particularly, and I'll just use this as an example, would be BPH or enlarged prostate. Men just, again, have this mentality sometimes that, well, this is just part of the aging process. And that's not just men in general. That's all of us. We will accommodate. We will, over time, these symptoms are slow growing. Maybe someone urinates a little more frequently, and that just adds up slowly and surely until, 20 years down the road, you're having these extreme symptoms, and you say, well, gosh, I don't remember it always being this bad. Well, it snuck up on you over time, if you will. But the bladder can actually lose some of its ability to squeeze if it's fighting against such a large prostate. Some of the irritative symptoms of frequency and such will actually not get better if it's been prolonged. You can imagine if you take a balloon and you keep blowing it up as much as you can over and over again, well, eventually that balloon's not going to shrink back down to that first size. And the same thing, for lack of a better metaphor, can happen to the bladder.
Now, will problems with the urological disorders, things of that sort, will they be found in a just routine physical that you have once a year? And is that the right amount of time, once a year?
Well, most people would agree that if you don't have any chronic systemic illness, you know, otherwise healthy person would usually go for an annual physical and examination. A lot of these symptoms will only be determined through a thorough history, mm-hmm. getting to know the patient, understanding, well, you know, if we could make something better about your life, what would that be? And in my office, it's generally, doc, I have problems peeing. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm. A lot of these things can be picked up by a primary care physician. A lot of our primary care physicians, particularly at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, are very keen to urologic problems. But that being so, I mean, if the human body is so miraculous and so complicated and complex that it's sometimes hard and sometimes it's not brought to the topic of conversation. You know, as we age, a lot of us might have high blood pressure or high cholesterol, and the primary care docs can only address so many of those issues. And sometimes because my realm is significantly quality of life, sometimes that gets put on the back burner. Obviously, we want to treat hypertension, high blood pressure. We want to treat high cholesterol because we know those things have an effect on lifespan. So to answer your question in brief, a lot of those are overlooked. So if you have questions out there about your urinary tract, about your sexual health, about your pelvic health, ask your doctor. Come see me. Come see any urologist in the community. We can answer questions. And you know, the great part about urology is you develop a very good relationship with your doctor. We talk about very sensitive issues. One of the reasons I entered urology was typically a lot of surgical fields, you have a surgical problem, you get treated, and you go. And in urology, I have the opportunity to develop relationships with my patients over time and to be a part of their lives as well. And so that was one of the many reasons that I entered the field of urology.
Now, is there a certain age that more people need to have a urologist? Or is this something
That's a great question, Bart. And there isn't any age group that escapes urologic disease. The last statistic I heard was 25% of the population will eventually need urologic care. I treat all age groups from infancy up to old age, and all of those age groups have different urologic problems that may affect them. Typically with young kids, we can see a lot of urinary tract infections, particularly in this area, some kidney stones. The incidence of kidney stones in children has been rising over the past few years. Some of that is related to diet. Some of that is related to oral hydration and water consumption. But there are many pediatric urologic diseases, hernias, urinary reflux, chronic constipation, which doesn't just affect kids. It affects adults as well, particularly with our Western diet. Mm. I mean, we all don't eat as much fiber as we need to. So the interesting thing about urology is all the pelvic organs are in a very small place. So if something is wrong with the rectum, the vagina in women, or the bladder, that all has a certain amount of crosstalk. And so the pelvic disease spectrum can have a lot of overlap. And it's important that if you do have things going on, pelvic symptoms, to seek specialty care, because clearly I have had a lot of experience in it. If you had lung disease, I wouldn't come to see your urologist. But if you have pelvic disease, that's absolutely one of the places to start.
You know, I have a feeling your statements that you just made a few minutes ago, somebody is listening and saying to themselves, that's me. He's describing me right now. Should I call in with my question? Well, unless you're ready to pick up the phone and make an appointment, the question probably is the next logical thing. Just don't keep waiting for a week or 2 weeks for things to get better and then discover that they don't. 893-1450, the doctor is in, Dr. Troy Sofonowski, a new urologist with the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. We'll be right back and continue the conversation.
to the local games. We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
For the forecast area, we will see sunshine today. Highs are going to be in the mid-80s. We'll have a light north wind, 5 to 10. Partly cloudy skies tonight and a low of 60. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Feluber.
Right now, 64.
Are you looking for a new sofa? Maybe you're looking for a sofa for your media room. One that has a recliner on it. One that's really very comfortable. They have what you're wanting at Bell Furniture. It's 1517 the new Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. Bell Furniture, local family business. And I was visiting with Perry Bell there the other day, sitting in that recliner that's waiting to go into your house. Man, it's comfortable. And we were talking about, you know, I'm always fascinating about how he saves you money. First, Perry buys in trailer truckload quantities. That saves money. He keeps the overhead very low. It's just him and Linda Ferris there. And then their store is huge. It has one area with nothing but sofas, one area with nothing but dining room sets, one with bedroom furniture and so on, as opposed to looking like, well, a decorator magazine. Some, you know, you've been in those stores. They're beautiful. You feel like you're walking through the pages of a magazine. Gives you great ideas. But can you imagine how much it costs to put up those displays? Well, you know who pays for them. You won't find that at Bell Furniture. As a matter of fact, Perry says, that's why we're able to sell all of our furniture about half price every day. Check it out, unless you want to pay more. Check it out. Bell Furniture, 1517, the new Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. And as Perry says, our furniture is American-made.
When some fair weather strikes, we break in.
Meteorologist
giving you an exclusive Weather Eye forecast on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Hey, welcome back. And I just wanted to pass this on to you. The Coffee County Fair is September the 12th through the 22nd. Yes, it's in Manchester. And this is, what, 150-something times they've had this? Man, they ought to have that together pretty well by now. Coffee County Fair. When was the last time we had one here in Rutherford County? It's been, I don't even remember that. 893-1450 is our phone number. 893-1450. Dr. Troy Sofanowski is with us from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. And if you have a question, the doctor is in. He's here to help you. 893-1450. And let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Sofanowski. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good.
Can you tell me how you spell his name?
I'll let him do that.
Okay.
Good morning. That's Troy Sofinowski. That's Sofinowski. And if you have access to the internet, you can go to the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic website, which is www.mmclinic.com, and there will be a link to the physicians, and I will be under urology.
But are you on the HealthSpring HCA?
Yes, I do believe that we are.
Okay. Because my husband, he has a problem getting up three or four different times at night, and he probably needs to see somebody.
And this is typically what I see. The people that care about the patients the most will identify the problem first.
Okay.
And you encourage him to come see me.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks Bye-bye. For calling. Bye-bye.
See, your mom calls in now. This lady calls in who's watching after her husband. Where would we be without the women to take care of us?
I agree 100%. I think my wife is listening as well, and I couldn't have done all this without her. Thank you, Delaney. You've been wonderful, and I enjoy spending my time with you and look forward to a long life together.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Troy Sofinowski.
Is that me?
That's you.
Yes. I want to ask the doctor. Now, I've had a hysterectomy, and I had it several years ago. And I had to have it because of the bladder was fallen. And then, of course, they said they couldn't tie my bladder up. Well, I've had a problem ever since, and I've never been the same. And it seems like my bladder controls me.
Mm-hmm. How long ago was that again?
Well, it's been, I think it was in 98.
98, okay.
Well, good morning, and thank you for calling in. I can assure you your story echoes in my office many times each week. It's not uncommon for many women to need a hysterectomy for many reasons. The female pelvic organs all support one another, and so typically after a hysterectomy, there can be a lot of support issues with the bladder, with the rectum, and with the remaining portion of the vagina after the surgery. So that when there is any dysfunction, like we said earlier, there's certainly expected dysfunction with the remaining portions, and all that is a lot of bladder issue, a lot of rectal issue, a lot of issue with bowel movements. I would encourage any women out there that are having issues after a hysterectomy to seek care with a urologist or gynecologist. We work very closely together with pelvic floor issues and incontinence and overactive bladder. I can assure you, you are not alone. There are many women out there that are experiencing, if not the identical, very similar situations. And there are a lot of things we can do to evaluate what's causing that, both on examination and with procedures in the clinic to determine bladder function and overall bladder activity. We can identify where some of the weakness is in the pelvic floor, and there are minimally invasive surgeries to correct that. There are treatments in the office that we can do that are very minimally or non-invasive to help treat some of the bladder issues. I appreciate your calling in. I think you're going to give a voice to hope to many of the women out there that have been realizing these problems for a very long time.
And all you need to do is get with Dr. Sofinowski at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and your life can be changing in a positive way. Dr. Sofinowski, thank you for joining us, and thank you for choosing Murfreesboro as your home.
Bart, we have not regretted our decision. I think we'll be here for a very long time. Thank you for having me on the show, and I'd be happy to come back anytime.
Look forward to that. Dr. Troy Sofinowski, urologist at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. This is WGNS Murfreesboro.